I assume that you have worked through the first two studying units during the last 2 weeks. If you have done so, you will now be familiar with the map language that will be used to communicate spatial information on maps. Also, you should be familiar with some of the geographical terms covered in the units. For example, do you know the difference between a spatial phenomenon and a spatial variable? Do you understand dimensionality and measurement scale? Do you understand how the South African map reference system works? I hope that you have realized the importance of understanding the map language concepts in Study Unit 1. Hopefully, you will have realized that if you understand some of these concepts, you do not have to study the definition parrot-like. If you do not understand the concepts in Study Unit 1, ask us for help as soon as possible, or maybe someone on Myonesa will be able to help you. While Study Unit 1 deals with the so-called map language, Study Unit 2 teaches you how to represent these features on a flat piece of paper. It is very important that you understand that data can be represented using uniform or variable map symbols. Make sure that you understand the difference. For each of these, you would have noticed that they can be represented as point, line, or area symbols. Do you now see how important it is to understand dimensionality? Also, do you understand how the measurement scale can affect map symbols? If you do not understand the dimensionality of geographical data, you will not know how to represent this data. After you have worked through Study Unit 1 and 2, you should be able to complete Assignment 1. By completing the first assignment early, you can relieve some of your workload later in the semester. However, I would like to encourage you to use this assignment to see what you do not understand. Understandably, you will not know all the answers by heart, but you can use this assignment as an indication of whether you understand the work covered. If you do not understand, ask us. If you consult your GGH 2603 calendar, you will see that Study Unit 3 will be covered during the next 2 weeks. A podcast will be available shortly to share some of the techniques covered in Study Unit 3.